everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is April 17th with another Daily Book of Positive Quotations by Linda Pacone. The topic of the day is entertaining friends. And the quote is from Ralph Waldo Emerson. We've had other quotes from Emerson. Boy, I wonder if Linda likes Emerson. We'll see. I don't know. Like I said, I don't read these until we actually start recording. So here's the quote. The ornament of a house is the friends who frequent it. Oh, I love that one. I love it. And you want to know what's interesting about this quote, too, is that friends don't necessarily have to be people who physically come to your home. It can be people who you actually invite through, whether it's social media or Zoom. But yes, the ornament of a house is the friends who frequent it. Yes, 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 and yes. All right, here's what Linda has to say. We may hesitate to invite company over because we worry that our house is a mess or we don't cook as well. To enter, or I think we should just... Should we keep that blooper in here? Can I read? Can I? Oh my gosh. I just watched a movie the other day and they had the bloopers. Maybe we should keep this in here. Why not? We should, right? I don't know. We'll see what happens. If you're hearing this, it means I kept it in. All right, let's start over again. No, I don't have a crew here, but pretend you're the crew. And you're like, okay, Dr. Deb, take two. Here we go. I'm just going to start off what Linda has to say. All right, let's read. Got to breathe. Be calm. Here we go. We may hesitate to invite company over because we worry that our house is a mess or we don't cook well enough or our new furniture is too shabby. Oh my gosh. We've forgotten that the reasons friends come to our house is not because we live like royalty. It's because they like us and enjoy our company. Every house is cozy and attractive when it's filled with friends enjoying themselves. Oh my gosh, Linda. Yes. How many times do we not invite people over our house because we're like, oh my gosh, the house is so messy. Oh my gosh, this needs to be fixed. This needs to be repaired. Oh, I don't have anything polished. We have like the list of reasons why when someone comes over, we do. Don't, even if it's somebody who's like there to like fix something, like a plumber. Oh, I'm so sorry. Your house is a mess. Do you think that they give a crap that you got like a stack of laundry to do? You know what? Really? If they did say something like, oh my gosh, look at your floor. Oh, it's so dusty. Oh my God, look at your carpet. It needs to get vacuumed. You know what you do? You go in the damn closet and you say, here, help yourself. Help me out. That's what you do. If someone criticizes you, oh, that needs to be repaired. You know what? You got a number. Hey, you got a toolbox. You want to come over and fix that for me? I'd be more than happy. Go right ahead. Kick your feet back and say, thank you so much. I'm so glad that you're here to fix it for me. I mean, honestly, have you ever been to someone's house and someone actually does that? I should knock on wood. I don't think I've ever in the short term memory right now in this moment. I can't recall anybody actually being a jerk like that at someone's house, being all criticism and critical and whatever. Now, do I actually? Yeah, sometimes I've actually had someone say to me, nobody cleans like you. Nobody does this anymore. I was like, what are you talking about? And then specifically, it was I'll tell you, get a really good ab workout, you know, oblique workout. If you sweep your driveway with the broom, you're not out there with the hose, wasting water, you know, with a power washer or the leaf blower. Gosh, how many times do I see people strapped on with those leaf blowers, you know? And I think to myself, you know what kind of great workout that is? I have had people say that my garage floor, and not right now because we're just getting to spring, but in the summertime, yeah, like, wow, you could really, you know, like eat off your floor. It's like, would you want to? It's cement, but I get the point. But yes, how many times do we do that? How many times? All right, so here's what Linda has to say. No more excuses. I will plan a get together with friends at my house for the near future. All right, if you happen to do this, oh my gosh, let me know how it goes because, yes, that is something that I've been asked. We got a pit in the backyard. Well, we can't do it right now because we got, you know, fire warnings. Everything's just too dry. But yeah, in the summertime, people are like, oh, who's got a pit? Does anybody got a pit? It's like, I got a pit. But do I really want to have like, you know, 25 people over? I don't know, because then I'll be sitting here like this blip right here going, oh, I'm going to worry that the house is a mess. And and all that other stuff. We got to practice, though, don't we? We have got to practice. We have to practice. I don't ask anybody to do anything that I'm not willing to do myself or that I haven't done. Yeah, so no more excuses. I will plan a get-together with friends at my house for the near future. Now, near future, that could be like 2 years from now, right? There's no definition on near. But what do you think about this? It's so difficult. It is so difficult. We're so hard on ourselves. And seriously, if somebody does criticize, you know what? Really? There's the vacuum. Go ahead. Help me out. Seriously. There it is. Right there. You want to criticize? You can lend a hand. But yes, entertaining friends. True friends don't come to the house to criticize. True friends just come to the house because they want to, you know, yeah, enjoy time together. They don't care about the dishes in the sink. They don't care about all that other stuff. What they do care about is they care about you. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Thank you so much for being here today. And you know what? I think I'm going to leave that in there. I'm going to leave that in there just to see how many people actually listen to this. Actually, no, but listen to this particular episode because it's fun. It's fun to do. It's fun to actually show that, yes, in fact, we are an indie, organic, homegrown, based in Minnesota, global podcast. And as always, we're better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.